come on in, and I knew everything was wrong. Woke up in the morning, and I knew everything was wrong. These times, they're changing, you can tell by all the fires in the sun. Now the world is warming, we ain't gonna need no long pants no more. The world is warming, we ain't gonna need no long pants no more. In about 50 more years, my hometown gonna be beachfront.
Steve Iderly Band featuring Steve Iderly and Drea Moreland. Steve, while we're here, why don't you introduce the band so folks will know who's in the room?
Yeah, absolutely. I got Drea Moreland on harmonica over here, Jeremy Mone on saxophone, and Taylor Plain on scrubboard. And this is the group we've been playing with for a little while.
And how long have you guys been together in any incarnation?
I'd say Dre and I have been playing together for about a year now, or maybe a little bit.
9 months.
9 months. Yeah. Taylor's
Ooh,
been with
it's
me.
It's a baby.
Yeah. Taylor's been with us for quite some time, on and off, whenever he can fit us in. And Jeremy is also someone who joins us on occasion. And we love it when these guys do.
All great young musicians. I think I was just thinking back. I think all of you have been on KGNU. I know Steve and Dre have been on my blues show, and Jeremy, I think you've done this gig with your quartet.
Yeah, that's right.
And Taylor, you brought some kids in from the Watershed School many moons ago on a tour. So everybody's been here to KGNU. So welcome back to KGNU. It's the Steve Eiderle Band, and now we'll be joined with some more instrumentation.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
This is a little song I wrote about Colorado.
What were the first two songs we heard?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the first song was an instrumental inspired by Etta Baker. It's called "The Rebirth of John Henry," and I've been playing it for a while. And Drea, when Drea joined me, she started playing along with that really nicely. So we really like to play that one a lot. And the other one after that was called "Fires and Floods," and it's a blues song I wrote about. Kind of inspired by my experiences with fires and floods. I lived up in the 4 Mile area, and I got burned out once, and then the flood came and flooded me out the second time.
It was the exclamation point.
Yeah, so that's the last hurrah. That song is the closing statement, I guess, to that whole experience. And, you know, I'm still here.
Good. Yeah, amen to that. Good fodder for the blues, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So this next song is going to be?
I think this next song we're going to, it's actually called "When It Rains," and I wrote it up in 4 Mile right before the flood happened, actually, when it was raining quite a bit. But it's kind of inspired by, Fats Waller. I was listening to him a lot. So here goes. Rains and the skies are gray. I just can't keep my blues away to spend my day just thinking about you. And on those nights when the stars don't shine and the moon it hides its face in clouds, I just can't sleep without dreaming of you. And in the winter time when all the snows are falling, or the springtime when all the birds are calling, it all just seems to cry that you're gone. Now how many days have I been alone? I wish that you would please come home, so I don't spend my day just thinking about you. Tell me about it, Trey. You're gone. When it rains and the sun don't shine, you know that's alright. I'll just stay inside and I'll spend my day just thinking about you. You know it's true, babe, I'm gonna spend my day thinking of you. This next song is was the first song I was originally going to play. It's called "Pulling on Me." It's kind of inspired by the beauty of Colorado, if you will. You're pulling on me like the moon does the tides. I'm helpless as a man can be. So if you decide, baby, that it's time, leave this old town behind, you know I'll follow you with a smile. Cause you're my queen, baby, I'm a little bee, babe. All I really want to know is if you pollinate with me. I'll take you to the country now, don't you want to go? Out to Colorado, my waiting wild, the flowers bloom. So don't you see, baby, you're pulling on me. I'm helpless as a man can be. Pulling on me like the moon does the tides. I'm helpless as a man can be. So if you decide, baby, that it's time, leave this old town behind, you know I'll follow you with a smile. Cause you're my queen, babe. I'm a little bee, babe. All I really want to know is if you pollinate with me. I'll take you to the country now, don't you want to go? Out to Colorado, my way to wild flowers grew. So don't you see, babe, you're pulling on me, babe. Helpless as a man can be. All right. We're going to do a little blues song. It's by a man named, by a man named Blind Blake. It's called CC Pill Blues, and I believe it's about... doing some sort of cheap pharmaceutical to keep you happy when you're down.
Early one morning, the blues knock on my door. Early in the morning, these blues they knock on my door. Said I came round here to give you a little hell again. Now it's at my door, all the blues came right in. At my door, the blues they came right in. He said, I came round here to give you a little hell again. Thank you. Now, hey now, pretty mama, what you want me to do? Hey now, pretty mama, what you want your daddy to do? Take them CC pills, cause that is the way for you.
It's the Steve Eiderle Band, featuring Steve on the guitar, Jeremy Mone on the saxophone, Drea Moreland on the harmonica, and Mr. Taylor Replain on the washboard accoutrement. You know what has always taken me, Steve, about your music is the original stuff that you do. And it's just, I know that you haven't been playing that long either. I know that you're old, gray, and grizzled. We were just commenting on that before we came into the studio. But you're a young man, and yet you have... You really have the soul of an old man, and certainly the writing capabilities of an old man, which is unusual, I think, and singular, and makes you stand out a tad. So you have one CD under your belt, yeah?
Yeah.
Flirting with the Mermaids.
Yeah.
Gets tremendous play here on KGNU.
Thank you
to our friend George Figgs.
Oh, thanks.
But you're going to come up with something new. So you've got some new songs, and tell us about what's in the works.
Got a bunch of new songs. I've been writing for a while since that CD, and I'm not going to record a lot of the songs yet. But Dre and I are going to go into the studio in September and record a bunch of more like traditional country blues songs. And
got to have the country, God Almighty. All right.
Yeah, is that a good thing?
It's a fabulous thing. I love me some country music.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, there is a nice line between blues and country. No, I just don't happen to cross that line, but a lot of people do.
Yeah, but I mean like old blues
from
Piedmont Delta area.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do a couple originals, and then we're gonna try to record some. You know, some fun Blind Boy Fuller songs and stuff like that, which we're going to do one today that we seem to be having a lot of success with.
So while we're on the subject of old blues musicians, why don't you tell us who some of your influences are on the guitar and in the songwriting realm?
Well, I mean, the ultimate, I have a few that I really cycle back and forth to, but I'd say Mississippi John Hurt was the first for me, because he was very kind of simple and gentle, and he kind of helps me relax. I'm a little bit of a high-strung lunatic. And so I try to stay close to him. And but on the other end of the spectrum, I really love Robert Johnson, because he was kind of a haunted soul, and his music is very, very powerful. And it's like a wonderful outlet to play his music if you can kind of play it. And lately I've been liking Blind Boy Fuller a lot, from the Piedmont, North Carolina area. And, he's just more of like kind of a ragtime player. He's very unique in his style. He wrote a lot of cool songs, and I've just been having a lot of fun playing his type of music. I like Blind Blake. Someone more contemporary would be Corey Harris from the Denver area. Mm-hmm. Absolutely is someone that inspired me to no end. But Dre, on the other hand, has got some new, adding her influences and, Sonny Terry and Brian McGee. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Sonny Terry is a huge influence of mine, and Brian McGee, obviously, because they're a duo. Little Walter and just all the harmonica awesome stuff, and bluegrass harmonica, which you don't like, but Old Crow is actually what got me into the harmonica. So.
Cool. And so the last time we were on, Dre, you had only been playing for like less than a year or maybe 2 years. So it's really remarkable because you've really got a sweet sound going in that harp. It's really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And all right, let's get back to the music.
All right. We'll play one of those Blind Boy Fuller tunes. It's called Step It Up and Go, and it was his kind of the song that made him kind of popular in that area. A lot of guys covered it, and so do we. Hope you like it. Got a little girl, she little and low. Used to love me, yeah, she don't no more. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, man. Said I can't stand pat, I swear you gotta step it up and go. Now I got a little girl, she lives upstairs, and she makes her living by putting on airs. You gotta step it up and go. Say, man. Said I can't stand pat, I swear you gotta step it up and go. And the front door shut, baby, back door too. Flies go down, what you gonna do? You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, man. Said I can't stand pat, I swear you gotta step it up and go. And I got a little girl, her name is Ball. If I give a little inch, she takes it all. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, man. Said I can't stand pat, I swear you gotta step it up and go. Come on. Me and my girl walking down the street, and we tell everybody about the chief of police. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, man. Said I can't stand pat, I swear you gotta step it up and go. Cause I got a little girl, her name is Ball. If you give a little inch, she takes it all. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, man. Said I can't stand pat, I swear you gotta step it up and go. Said I can't stand pat, I swear you gotta step it up and go. I can't stand pat, I swear you gotta step it up and go. All right. I think we'll play a Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee song now. It's called Long Way From Home, and it's going to be performed by Dre Moreland.
We'll be right back.
down right by the hand. I said, lead me, daddy, cause I want you for my man.
Why don't you talk real quick so I can tune here?
Oh.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen out there.
All right, so, and Steve, you could probably tell me, Dre, where you're going to be playing next.
Well, Steve's about to get married, so we're taking like a month off.
All right, good. So the month of July is marriage month.
Yeah. Yeah. Mazel tov!
Yay!
Thanks, buddy.
Opa!
Our next big gig's at a Boulder Beer Company.
Oh, great.
You can check our website for that. We're at Facebook at Steve/SteveDrea and then SteveIderly.com and DreaVanMorland.com.
Great.
As well.
And that's
consolidating.
Gotcha. Iderly, Itterly. And Jeremy, you're kind of chill back there, but with your quintet, what do you got coming up in the future?
Well, play every Sunday morning at Jack's Fish House in Glendale.
Nice.
And
doing a little jazz kind of thing?
Yeah, jazz brunch. Let's see, we won't be there this month, but every last Friday starting next month we're playing at the Arvada Tavern.
Nice.
And that's cool. We get a lot of swing dancers out.
Yeah.
It's a good old party.
Yeah, so if you're looking for swing, look for Jeremy Mone, because that's what he's all about, the swingness. And Mr. Replane, fine educator of Boulder County, you've got the summer off now.
I do, yeah. I'm on summer break, officially.
So, musically, just kind of chill, or?
I'm kind of on call. I do whatever this guy tells me to do. So, when I'm here, I like to play with these guys as much as I can.
Great. And so, if you need a washboard, Taylor's your man.
Yeah.
How are we doing there, Steve?
I'm good. I'm in tune. I'm going to play a song that goes out to the woman that I'm about to marry. It's called All I Need Is You. She better be listening. I've been around this country, from its east to west. I've seen a lot of pretty faces, baby, y'all's I do love best. Yes, I may be crazy, baby, I'm always sitting blue. None of that ever really matters when I'm standing next to you. Cause I'm a simple man, I don't need no romance. Baby, all I need is you. You're a good country girl, of that organic kind. You know how to shake that thing, put a man out of his mind. You know how to treat me right, and cook me lots of food. When it's time to go to bed, you know just what to do. Cause I'm a simple man, I don't need no romance. Baby, all I need is you. That I might leave you one day. Better or worse, baby, I'm here to stay. Cause it's
simple man, he's got simple needs. And I ain't got time for complexities. I don't. I said it once, baby, and I'll say it one more time. I don't need no romance, pity all the time. I need you, and only you, baby. Mama, all I need is you. I've been around this country from its east to west. I've seen a lot of pretty faces, baby, yours I do love best. It's true, I may be crazy, mama, and I'm always sitting blue. None of that ever really matters when I'm standing next to you. Cause I'm a simple man, I don't need no romance. Baby, all I need is you. I say, mama, all I need is you. One more time. Baby, all I need is you.
We're going to play an old song from the 1800s, I believe. It's called St. James Infirmary. We'll start it off. I was down in old Joe's barroom, the one down by the square. And those drinks, they were served as usual, and the usual crowd was there. And to my left, Joe McKennedy, and his eyes there were bloodshot red. He turned to the crowd around him, and these are the words that he said. I went down to St. James Infirmary, and I saw my baby there. She lying on a cold white table, looking very faint. So I let her go, yeah, wherever she may be. And I can search this whole world over and never find a sweeter girl than she. Now that whole ballroom went silent, not one man did speak a word. But they all felt that sadness that poor old Joe must bear. And now that you've heard my story, said, please let us have another round.
I've got plenty of time for silence in the emptiness of my house. Oh yes, I went down to St. James Infirmary and I saw my baby there. She lying on a cold white table, looking very fair. So I let her go, I let her go, I let her go, yeah, wherever she may be. And I can search this whole world over and never find a sweeter girl than she.
So, Steve, sometime you'll join me and we'll do nothing but like 2 hours of people doing St. James Infirmary.
That'd be cool.
This is a shameless plug, so I'm going to do the blues show on Friday, and Danny Barker, an old guy from New Orleans, very famous musician, does a very lighthearted, very different words to it, so I'm going to play that. And yeah, I mean, that we could, you know, there's Marsha Ball does a killer version, Alan Toussaint does a killer version, you guys just did a killer version. And there's this one author that I read. I think he did a whole mystery novel based around the story of St. James Infirmary, if I'm not mistaken. It was pretty cool. Yeah, his name is David Fulmer. No, I'm just making this stuff up as I go. You know, as is my wont. But if you're just joining us, this is the KGNU Cabaret. Our guests are the Steve Eiderly Band, featuring Steve Eiderly on guitar, Jeremy Mone on saxophone, Drea Moreland on the harmonica, and Taylor Replain on the washboard. I want to thank our engineers, Peter and George, for the wonderful work that they do in making us sound so good. Thank you guys.
Thanks,
so much.
Guys.
And as always, I want to thank the listener members of KGNU for their support to keep a live music venue going and keeping the station going and the studio going. So thank you so much for your support of independent community radio.
Cool. I think we're going to play a Big Bill Brunzi song. No, it's not a Big Bill Brunzi song. It's an old blues song called Wearing You Off My Mind, but this is the Big Bill Brunzi version of it. I'm a big fan. How many long days must I sit and cry? 'Cause I lost my baby, I can't be satisfied. So when I'm gone, girl, take it easy, 'cause I've been worrying you off my mind. Now when you get in trouble and you ain't got no friends, you know, just take it easy,
'cause I need your help again. And when I'm gone, please take it easy, 'cause I've been worrying you all my mind. Now it ain't hard to live alone. It's just hard to be married and break up that home. So when I'm gone, please take it easy, 'cause I've been worrying you all my mind.
Place called San Francisco. It's a city in America. I'm so blue and lonesome by the San Francisco Bay. 'Cause I ain't got nobody, me and my baby far away. Now it's winter time and the air is getting cold. Baby, I'm so afraid, gonna get in my bones. And only down by the San Francisco Bay, again, you watch them boats go by always. And wheel of fog roll through to sock in your weary blue. Yet only down by the San Francisco Bay, again, you ride a trolley car all day. Down in Chinatown, ride it till the sun goes down.
Now I've got this here funny feeling, and I ain't got no reason why, that an earthquake gonna come take away my life. 'Cause it's been so long since a big one came. Oh yes, you know I'm so afraid, ain't it a crying shame? Yet only down by the San Francisco Bay, again you're watching boats go by our way. And will the fog roll through to sock in your weary blues? Yet only down by the San Francisco Bay will those hobos wander by our ways, to show your heart is free anywhere in the world to be. Think I might leave this place, 'cause everything I own can fit into one suitcase. It used to be true, but yet I don't know if I find a better town. You know I'm so afraid, and nothing will hold me down. Yet only down by the San Francisco Bay, again you watch the boats go by our way. And will the fog roll through that will sock in those weary blues? Yet only down by the San Francisco Bay, can you ride a trolley car all day? Start in Chinatown, ride it till the sun go down. Oh yeah, to show your heart is free anywhere in the world to be.
All right.
So, that's the Steve Eiderle Band. One more time, Steve, where people can go online and find out where you're playing.
Facebook/Steve Drea.
There you go. And you're available for bar mitzvahs, brises.
I love bar mitzvahs.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I love them.
I haven't been to a good one in a long time.
It's a good one when you go, though.
Lovely private party.
Yeah, we'd love to do some private parties. Yeah. So if anybody's interested in having us, we're mostly interested in that kind of stuff. It's like really fun for us.
Yeah.
So we've been doing a ton of the breweries and stuff, and they're great, but we love the home, down home vibe. Kinda, yeah. You know.
So this is the KJNU Cabaret. My name is Joanne. I want to thank George and Peter again, and we'll go out with some music. You are listening to KJNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 megahertz for our friends in Nederland, Colorado, and worldwide at kjnu.org. And I want to thank everyone for listening online. And remember that you can go to KJNU's website, kjnu.org, and listen to archives and download your Mi pads and do all kinds of fun things.
Thank you, Joanne. I went out to a party last night, my baby was dressed to kill. And I took out on dancing floor, wish I gave myself a thrill. Better hold on, woman.
Hold on, woman.
Better hold on, woman.
Hold on, woman.
Better hold on, woman, 'cause you're gonna get a bumpy ride. Gonna be bumpy. Now I looked up at her face,
said, man, it's getting late. Uh-oh. I loaded her into my automobile and said, mama, won't you wait? You better hold on, woman.
Hold on, woman.
Better hold on, woman.
Hold on, woman.
Better hold on, woman, because you're going to get a bumpy ride. I got my baby home with me and I got myself in bed. When she began to pull up her clothes, say, mama, don't you ride your head. Better hold on, woman.
Hold on, woman.
Better hold on, woman.
Hold on, woman.
Better hold on, woman, cause you're gonna get a bumpy ride. Da 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 dum, ba da di dum, da 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 bum. Da 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 dum, ba da di dum, da da ba, da da ba 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 di da ba do. Come on, Drea. I got my baby home with me, I got myself in bed. When she began to pull off her clothes and say, mama, don't you ride your head. Better hold on, woman.
Hold on, woman.
Better hold on, woman.
Hold on, woman.
Better hold on, woman, cause you're gonna get a bumpy ride. Cause I went out to a party last night, my baby was dressed to kill. I took out on dancing floor, wish I gave myself a thrill. Better hold on, woman.
Hold on, woman.
Better hold on, woman.
Hold on, woman.
Better hold on, woman, cause you're gonna get a bumpy ride. I mean it. Better hold on, woman, cause you're gonna get a bumpy ride.
That's the Steve Eiderly Band. And we have just been given the green light for two more minutes of music.
Two more minutes?
Let's just go out with some music. Steve Eiderly and Andrea Moreland, you can find them on Facebook. Thank you again all for coming in on this lovely Monday evening.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Making some music for us.
I got a kind-hearted woman. She'd do anything in this world for me. I got a kind-hearted woman. She'd do anything in this world for me. Yet those evil-hearted women, they will not leave me be. I really love my baby, yeah, my baby don't love me. I really love my baby, ooh, yeah, my baby don't love me, no she don't. I really love that woman, cannot stand to leave me.
Well, another great cabaret show. It's 8 o'clock this Monday evening. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and live online at kgnu.org. Stay tuned now for a Classic Monday with Chris Moore.
And good evening. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's A Classic Monday, and I hope you're enjoying the summery weather we've been having. And this is the time when the great music festivals of Colorado's summer take place. I'm convinced that there are very, very few places in the world where you can hear as much great classical music as you can right here in Colorado. In our own backyard in Boulder, the Colorado Music Festival opens up real soon at the end of June. Bravo Vale, a little further up the mountains. Steamboat Springs has a music festival. Even Crested Butte, not that large a mountain town, has a wonderful music festival through the month of July. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra has a summer series that's going on. Central City Opera is putting on three really great operas, and we'll be talking about those pretty shortly. And the Aspen Music Festival, of course, with about 300 concerts in 8 weeks, an amazing collection of music. I can't even begin to explain all the different things that are happening up there in the world of opera, in the world of musical theater of different kinds, in the world. They bring jazz, they bring contemporary classical, they have chamber music, they, you know, the string quartets, the symphonies, all kinds of different things. So you'll want to check out the Aspen Music Festival website as well, because they have some great selections, including this piece, the Symphony No. 3, the Organ Symphony, Opus 78 of Camille Saint-Saëns. And that's going to be performed again over the July 4th weekend. Here's a performance now with Michel Mathis, the organist, the Opera Bastille Orchestra, Myung Woon Chung conducting.